Y'all heard? 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
This is Y'all Heard.
Indeed it is.
A podcast where me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are never related.
And sometimes half asleep.
Just him, though, not us as a unit.
This is a show in which we deliver a knowledge sandwich that is on strange bread and has unusual and unexpected deli meats. And you can unwrap it at your leisure and have a bite anytime you want. We are your podcast lunch ladies.
I don't know why the term strange bread made me unhappy, but anyway. In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know. How are you?
I'm sleepy. You know, my work stinks. They got there's like 6 people who are supposed to learn this like new platform.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's doing any of it but me.
Isn't that how your work always goes?
Yeah, but like I'm running out of space. I can't remember how to use like 8 systems at the same time.
Well, aren't you about to be honored for your 20 years? So kudos to you. That's all I have to say.
Marissa, here's something that you might not know you needed to know.
Okay.
But I know we talked about it on a catch-up episode, not the condiment, but one of our episodes where we caught up on previous topics. Publishers Clearing House is indeed going out of business. They've, you know, and I don't know why I think this is funny, but the people who won X dollars for life aren't getting that money anymore.
Oh, that's kind of shitty.
It is, but I also think it's kind of funny because it's found money. Like,
yeah, that's
you
all.
You shouldn't depend on it to be there.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But what if they all quit their jobs?
This feels like a nightmare. I thought it was going to go on for the rest of my life, so I didn't really have to worry about money.
Oh, man.
He had been promised $5,000 a week for life. And now he's looking for a job.
Holy shit. That's a lot of money to not have anymore.
But
$5,000 a week?
He hasn't worked in 10 years. So it doesn't look like he's going to be able to get a job because he doesn't have any skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not employed, but I'm like employed on the fringes and I haven't for 2 years and I feel like I'm donezo. So 10 years, just die. You don't get there's nothing at the job. I mean, you got to work at that sounded mean. I didn't mean like I'm judging you. I'm meaning like the market is that bleak. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I talking like that guy's listening to our show?
He's currently, but this is the thing. He's currently living on the proceeds of sales of some of his prized possessions, like the jet ski and the trailer that he has. So
ay-yi-yi.
That seems okay.
I guess so. I don't know, my guy. Go move to another country. This ain't it. Oh, I feel for that man.
Speaking of other countries, how was your trip, Marissa?
It was great. If you don't remember, I think I said it before, I went to Ireland, and it was fantastic, and my husband didn't want to go at first, but he loved it. And for some reason, no one can imagine that 2 not white people would ever go to Ireland by choice. Because every time they go, where did you go? To my husband at work, he goes, Ireland. And they go, why? Or you have family there? And I'm just like, I would ask that if we said we went to France. Like, I know they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why we're not allowed to just go to Ireland.
You know, like if you said you went to France, I would think that you went to Paris, and then I would think that that would be, oh, that makes sense. It's like a world famous destination.
Ireland's awesome.
It is. I'm sure it is, but I don't think of it as like the number one place to go.
Yeah, I guess so. It does seem like most of the American tourists there are all like trying to trace their lineage. Mm-hmm. We stayed in the city, but then we also took some trips to the country. But like, I don't know, me and my husband are very happy to just go to a city and be happy in the city. So like, it doesn't take us much to be happy. So like, we did see like grand things like cliffside landscapes, and we went in the mountains, which was awesome because I don't do stuff like that. But like, a lot of times we just were in the city, being in the city, and we were like, yeah, we never want to leave. But it was really friendly and way less fast paced and really clean and really safe, and no one was mean to us. But we're so conditioned for like people to be mean to us. Once we were like eating on the streets and a group of like 20-year-olds were coming our way, and we both tensed up like they were gonna heckle us or something, and they didn't, and we were like, yeah, I don't want to live in the United States. But, you know, it was you might take this out, I feel like this seems problematic, but I just need to tell you, yeah, please take this out, this is long enough that it'll be easy to take out, but it was really weird, Pete. There was a lot of homeless people, more than I expected, and they were all really polite, and it was really weird. They were all like, pardon me, could I have a whatever? And you'd be like, sorry, I don't have any. And they would just be like, okay. But in Philly, they'd like be like,
spit on your face.
Yeah, basically. So like, I also was like, what? Like, we're like, so much people so nice. So please take that out, because that makes me sound like an idiot. But I was like, why is this? I don't know, it was really weird. But anyway. Sorry, okay, I'm done talking about that. But yeah, it was just, it was beautiful, and I want to live there, and I'm trying to convince Aaron we should live. Which I don't think he's going for. Also, I don't know if my mother knows. I turned on my data there because I needed to, like, and my phone, because I needed to get phone calls, from tour guides, but I told my mother, I basically didn't want to get texts constantly, so I told my family that, like, I don't know if I'll be able to see texts. Mm-hmm. Just keep it open-ended. So I don't know if she thought I couldn't see the group chat, and, like, she would be like, Marissa says she loves Ireland and would love to live there. Of course, she's not allowed to ever do that. And I'm just like, I'm just like, leave me alone.
But aren't you gonna see it eventually anyway?
See what?
The group chat.
I know. Also, I'll keep this quick, but Charlie Kirk was killed while we were there, and one, seeing the group chat while I was in Ireland during that was, sometimes I want to put my phone in a fire and never talk to anyone again. Let's just say that. I'll leave it at that. Anyway. But Ireland is fantastic. I want to go back. It's one of my all-time favorite countries, and that was maybe my favorite vacation. Anyway.
Did you see any sprites or fairies?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd check.
No, I didn't. And I also, like, there was no mention of a leprechaun in any context ever, so I don't even understand what it is. Like, I was like, do not get any souvenirs with leprechauns on them. I don't even understand. I don't know. Anyway, it's on a completely unrelated,
icebreaker.
Tell me one memorable, this just popped in my mind because I don't know if you saw, Burger King has very cool Halloween Happy Meal toy, well, they're not Happy Meals, you know, kids' meal toys, where they're Scooby-Doo people, and they have Halloween masks on them that you can take off, and then it reveals the Scooby-Doo character there. And I was like, that looks really cool. And I was like, there's been a lot of memorable, like, kids' meal toys I've gotten in my life. So why don't you tell me one memorable kids' meal toy you got at one point in your life?
I kind of have a lot of them.
Well, you're only allowed to tell me one.
No, I mean, I still have a lot of them.
Oh, I mean, so do I.
Like, one is a McDonald's spy toy, and it looks like a gigantic honking cell phone. Like
a honking cell phone?
Like a car phone sized.
Oh, okay.
and you can pop two things off of it, and it becomes like a periscope.
That's fun.
And I have Kermit the Frog from Muppet Babies, and he rides a horse.
Aww.
But I don't remember ever, like, having a thing.
Don't know what that meant.
Like, I don't remember having, like, a thing that represents this period. But I was into the BK Kids Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really tried to keep up with them.
So it sent it. This is funny.
It is. Because, I mean, we didn't have social media back then.
Yeah. It was a simpler time. Okay.
My favorite one was Lingo. If anybody's familiar with all the kids.
No. I didn't really like Burger King.
I don't like Burger King.
Yeah.
And you know why I don't like Burger King, Marissa?
Why?
Yes, it's the inferior food, but I always feel like their burgers... I always feel like their burgers had seeds in them.
In them?
Yeah. Like in the meat.
That's interesting. Why?
I may have talked about this on the, just texture wise, it felt like they had seeds in them. I may have mentioned this on the show before, but we went to Burger King as a family and Mom was up ordering the food and I was going to, like, I got the napkins and the utensils and the straws and I put them down on the table because I saved our table. And then I got up and somebody took the table.
Oh man.
And I was like, I can't be around this type of vermin.
not Burger King, but I told you, right, when I went to Disney once and I got my food and there was almost no tables available. But there was one, and me and my brother, it was like for two people, and me and my brother were walking over to it, and we were like a foot away from it. So it was clearly our table. And then a lady wanted a table too, but she couldn't go there as fast as us. So she told her son to run and take it from us. So her son ran and took the table, and me and my brother are not monstrous people. So we're like, fine, that's obnoxious as shit. But
how
fine.
Old is the son?
Like 7.
And you are?
This was like 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't, like,
I'm going to push back against that and say, I don't think we should give 7-year-olds whatever they want.
Oh, I agree. Oh, but this is not the end of the story. The story's worse, Pete. Then thankfully another table opens up and it's for a bunch of people. And so we get it. This lady got the table she stole from us for her and her 3 kids. Or 2 kids, 3 kids, whatever. Then she realizes her table's too small. So then she fucking comes over to us and goes, excuse me, can we switch tables? And I wanted to say no, but my brother said I wasn't allowed to say no. Yeah. But like, what a cunt. Don't take that out. I know what I said. Yeah.
Here in the building that I live in, I was coming down the street and basically I moved into the proper lane and then there was like a car that stopped. So I had to get out of that lane, but somebody was like trying to squeeze me out of getting into the other. Anyway, it turns out it's somebody who lives in this building. So I'm like, what the hell? So I get out of my car and I'm like, I don't want to deal with anybody. So I rush to the door and I go through the door and I hit the button and I'm waiting for the elevator. And while I'm waiting for the elevator, this child comes up to the door and like starts banging on the security door. Like somebody's trying to murder him banging on the security door. And I'm just looking through the glass because he came from the car.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking through the glass at the kid and he's looking at me like, you're supposed to open the door. And no. I'm like, I mean, if you don't have a card, you don't have a card.
How old is this kid?
Probably 7.
Yeah, whatever.
And then the elevator's doors open. The elevator doors open and this old woman comes out and she goes, I don't know what the hell the kid's name is. I don't remember. But she's like, oh, that's little Mikey. And the kid's still banging on the door like somebody's trying to kill him. And she goes, his grandmother must not be with him. And then I just got in the elevator around this lady and I left.
Yep. I like that response.
Because I was like, "I this kid sucks. You could tell he sucks." So what's your memorable kid's meal toy?
One that I don't think I got, but I inherited, was there used to be McDonald's Transformers, which were McDonald's foods that would turn into robots. So I had a bunch of fries that turned into a robot and a bunch of hotcakes in a styrofoam container that turned into robots. But one that I actually got, which I think was from Burger King, is Burger King did a Treehouse of Horror kids meal toy. And right now I'm looking at it. It's a Pooh dressed in a pumpkin costume next to a Slurpee machine. It used to move and light up. It doesn't anymore because it's old as shit, but it's beautiful and I love it. So let's see you try it.
I have one of those Simpsons watches.
Ooh, what Simpsons
also
watch?
Did.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's Homer. Cool. It's around here somewhere.
So I can't wait to see how you tie this in.
Speaking of kings. today we're going to talk about the deep state. And we're doing this one for me because at the time when we first recorded this episode, I was just coming back from my mom's where she keeps Fox News on. And there are people
all
on
the
there.
All the time?
Not all the time. But,
oh, God.
There were people, like, talking heads on the TV that were talking about the deep state and everything. And so I was kind of like, you know what? I want to see what this deep state's all about. Like, I've made jokes that have deep state in them. I have a general understanding, but I'm like, I want to know a little bit more about this. So, and theory. Yes. And just in case you're paying attention, yes, this is a show that we recorded before. And then we had to re-record, so we went with the Darman episode, and now we're back revisiting this. So, the Turkish phrase, Derin Devlet, Derin Devlet, literally means deep state, and according to historian Ryan Gingeris, I'm going to say ginger ass because it's funnier. Ryan Ginger Ass. The term generally refers to a kind of shadow or parallel system of government in which unofficial or publicly unacknowledged individuals play important roles in defining and implementing state policy. Ginger Ass cautions that in the Turkish context, the deep state is not an entirely monolithic entity that shadows the bureaucracy, military, or civil society. Rather, it's an eclectic, over-evolving political theater of competition, one that includes elements both explicitly legal and outlaw in nature.
Okay.
Paramount is the extreme emphasis placed upon state security, a need that places both law enforcement and clandestine agencies in the forefront of both the formulation and execution of state policies. So, if you're like, we want to do this thing and it's going to keep everybody safe, but it's kind of illegal, so we're going to do it anyway. Like, we're going to, I don't know, like, let's say, take thousands of people and deport them from America just because.
Yeah.
You know, and if you stand behind the reasoning of saying it's for the safety of America, the idea in this time in Turkey is that that's for the better, so it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Believe it or not, some people say that the deep state as a term emerged in the 90s, which I felt was rather recent. But others say that it could go back to as far as the 1950s. In the 1950s, though, it was called a dual state, not a deep state. That was the idea of a secondary government behind the scenes of the one that we elect.
Like the Illuminati.
Exactly.
Okay.
This borrows the term from Ernst Frankel, who coined the term to describe the Nazi government, Normal everyday people were running courts and doing paperwork and everything like that, while a terrible regime operated in the background, controlling the big picture through illegal means. Basically, the secret police were above the law and could do whatever they wanted.
Did people always think the deep state were satanic child-eating people?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a new thing. Okay.
Now, I'm not going to talk about a guy that we have to see on the news every day who thinks that he's also above the law. I'm not going to say that ICE agents should kind of – sounds a little bit like the secret police in the way that they operate. Yeah. And if you're one of these ICE agents or officers who's like, well, this is just my job, you know, you also kind of sound like a Nazi secret police person who was also just like, well, it's my job to kill the Jews.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk
about ICE agents listening.
We are going to talk about the deep state, because when you're forced to see Fox News, and people talk about that sort of stuff, when you watch the news, they genuinely blame things on the deep state, like it is a thing in the corner that you can point to and say it's that thing's fault.
I don't like any television news. I think it's no surprise that I'm a very liberal person if you've listened to this show, but I don't like any TV news. I don't like CNN. I don't like NBC. I think 24-hour news channels should not be allowed, because then you fill it with bullshit. But, like, how can you say you're a news channel and, like, blame things on something that no one can prove is a thing? That's insane to me. But okay, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes when she's talking about Fox News, my mom will go, this is the thing. Whenever I'm home, I put on, like, the local news. And it's the Philadelphia news, and people are getting murdered all over the place. So, yeah. And my mom goes, you think this is better than Fox News? Fox News doesn't talk about people dying all the time.
Hey, what?
And she goes, it's just that I like their personalities. And I'm like, then you're not watching it for the news, Mom.
Yeah, I'm like, just watch a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, what is, I don't understand. Periodically, and I will just say this, like, I know my husband's politics, so it's okay. No, I'm sorry. I don't think it's okay, but meaning I'm not afraid he's going to fall into a Fox News hole. But periodically he goes, I feel like we should know what the other side is saying, but I refuse to be in a room with Fox News playing at any point. And that might make me ignorant, but I refuse. Not because I refuse to hear what the other side is saying, but I refuse to hear it in such a smug, self-righteous delivery.
Yes.
How does your mom like their personality?
Yeah, and it is true. It depends on, like, my mom learned everything she needed to ever know about Charlie Kirk right after he got shot. And I was still like, who?
What? And I will just say, I will not go into any more about Charlie Kirk, but I will say I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And I just...
Congratulations, Marissa, you're not radicalized.
Yeah. I looked at some posts online. And a lot of people would say stuff, and then people who liked him would be like, clearly you didn't listen to him. You're taking this out of context. So then my husband, who, God bless him, but he'll research too much. So he put on way too much Charlie Kirk, and I wanted to kill myself. But I heard what he said in context, and I was like, what? So meaning if you only learn who Charlie Kirk is through Fox News,
right.
Wow, I imagine you have a very incorrect narrative, because boy, me just listening to Charlie Kirk himself was way different from what people were saying Charlie Kirk was, but I will just leave it at that, and that was very interesting.
Yeah. God bless Aaron.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, to be clear, we're not talking about political parties here. The deep state is not about political parties. The deep state is draining the swamp. You remember draining the swamp?
Yeah.
The idea was that they would get rid of everybody who's been working their whole lives in the government. So lifelong politicians or bureaucrats, they would be somehow drained.
Still don't even, like, I've heard it so long, and I still didn't fully understand. Like, did you just want to drain it of lifelong politicians, or did you want to drain it of Satan worshiping people who ate children in the dumps?
Right.
Or are they the same? I don't understand.
And why are you draining a swamp?
Like, yeah, I don't shouldn't know.
Shouldn't the swamp just be a swamp?
anyway.
One could see the goal of the deep state as maintaining the status quo. Keeping things as they are creates routine, and routine helps people learn to behave, and a behaved people is easy to rule. So that makes sense. So when you go to the DMV to get a real ID, for example, you bring your license.
Which I will not do.
You bring your license, your expired license, your social security card, and a utility bill with your address on it. And the attendant turns you away because your expired license that you're attempting to replace doesn't count as a document that proves your identity, even though they're the ones who gave it to you to prove your identity.
Is this a true story?
And you need a second proof of address, even though your address is also on the license that they gave to you.
Yeah, this is why I'm not getting a real ID. It has nothing to do with me being anti-government. It has to do with the fact that I'm like, you want me to get a fucking second piece of information? Fuck you, bitch.
So you go home and you find your birth certificate and you print out your gas bill. But they say that something printed can't prove your address. It has to be mailed to you. But your gas company also charges you $1.50 to send you a paper bill. So now you're up Schitt's Creek.
Also, like, not to out myself, but I live a charmed life. I don't pay my utilities. My husband does. We don't even have the same last name. I have so few things that prove who I am and where I live. So that's why I did get my birth certificate. But I'm like, you know what? It took so much effort to get this birth certificate. I'm not even doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck it all.
So this person seems like they're making your life absolute hell. But really, they're just doing their job. And they've been doing the job for like 30 plus years.
But they're doing the job for Satan.
They don't make the rules. They just make you adhere to the rules. So the question is that person part of the deep state? And Marissa, your point is, if they're worshiping Satan and eating children, mm-hmm. then yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Marissa is a big fan of QAnon Anonymous.
Oh, God, I am, yeah.
So she has peripherally picked up some of these deep state conspiracy theory type things. So feel free to bless us with your knowledge at any point in time.
Okay.
There's a Wikipedia article if you look up deep state, and it says, do you mean deep state conspiracy theory in the United States?
Oh, is it only in the U.S.? God, we're such losers.
And it begins like this. In the United States, a political conspiracy theory posits the existence of a deep state within the U.S. federal government, primarily composed of members of the FBI and the CIA. Proponents argue that a clandestine or secret network of conspirators within the leadership of the financial and industrial sectors exercise power alongside or within elected government. Allegations of a deep state conspiracy reached mainstream recognition under the first presidency of Donald Trump, who falsely claimed the deep state was working against him and his administration's agenda.
Of course, this makes sense because he's president. But yeah. Also, what I really want to know is Cash Patel, who is now the head of the FBI, was very anti-deep state. So is he on the inside and we're waiting for him to show who was part of the deep state, or is he now part of the deep state?
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of people think that he is now part of the deep state. So,
well, and okay. By definition, if we're following this, he is.
Yeah. But also, yeah. I'm sorry. Just one more thing. You motherfuckers, you think if we had a fucking Illuminati, they wouldn't be deeper? You think they would just be like, yep, the FBI, we're part of the deep state. Like, you don't think they'd be so fucking hidden? We don't even know who they fucking are. Like,
right.
People are just lamers. Like, I want my conspiracy theories to be deeper, not so fucking lame. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, if somebody said that, I don't know, a group of 12 elderly people in Nebraska were running the country, I'd be like, okay, tell me more about that. That sounds fun.
No, not a fucking government body that we all know about that's in the public eye is running the government. Like, that's so boring.
Now, in 2023, at a rally in Texas, Trump said, either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. And you will be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced. So those thugs are actually part of the deep state. And how do you destroy them? You would attempt to change the status quo. But there are different ways to change the status quo. If you went to a dog park and you wanted to change the status quo, you could reach in your pocket and take out a bunch of treats and throw them all over the ground. That kind of feels like those COVID relief checks that we got while we were in lockdown.
Can I just say, I guess I'm too American. You said you would reach your hand into your pocket. I swear to God. I thought you were going to say, and pull out a gun and shoot all the time.
Yep. Welcome back to America.
Anyway.
You could also, like, bring a cat to the dog park, and that would throw things for a loop, right? Yeah. I feel like in some ways, that's war. Like, once we start talking about war, people are so distracted by the cat that they don't really pay attention to anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you could bring, like, a rabid wolf to the dog park that bites everybody there and knocks down the gates, and then animal control employees are dispatched at the site. They aren't intentionally working against the wolf, per se, but they are trying to protect the safety of those affected by the wolf's actions.
Okay.
So, by doing that, if they're not in agreement with the wolf, then they are probably part of the deep state, too.
Okay.
Still, interesting statistics coming up. A March 2018 poll by Monmouth University found most respondents, 63%, were unfamiliar with the deep state, but a majority of them believed that a deep state likely exists in the United States when described as a group of unelected government and military officials who secretly manipulate or direct policy.
Why do that many people think that? It's just, I feel like it's out in the open. I don't feel like there's that much secrecy.
Yeah, there's not much to hide.
Yeah, what the fuck? People are idiots, man.
3/4 of the respondents say that they believe that this type of group probably or definitely exists in our federal government. If you're paying attention, I did say government, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I missed that.
There's a 2019 poll from The Economist / YouGov, and they found that without giving a clear definition of what deep state means, 70% of Republicans and 38% of independents and 13% of Democrats agree that there was a deep state trying to overthrow Trump. So that is, like, no context at all. 70% of Republicans are like, absolutely, that's what it is.
So what I want to know is then, I know the answer, but, like, if that's the case, so now that Trump didn't get overthrown, what, the deep state lost and they don't exist? So
you would say Trump won.
Oh, wait, did I say that? Wait.
You said they lost.
Oh, my bad. But my point is, like, how are they still victims if they won?
Right.
And I'm not even.
And now it's like, wah, I'm sitting on the throne and you still won't let me do what I want to do. It's like, that wasn't the job, dickhead. It wasn't like you were trying to get a job where you could do whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, God.
39% of Americans believe that there was a deep state working to undermine the president. That was according to 2020's NPR poll. And, geez, look what he did to NPR.
Again, what do you mean secretly? Everyone who didn't like Trump was straight up like, I don't like Trump, let's impeach him. I don't like Trump, let's charge him with this crime.
Right,
it wasn't a secret
crime. Drop 1,000 lawsuits on it.
Yeah, it was all for everyone to see. Everyone wants to be living in a fucking video game or a fucking novel, and they want to be the main character of some sort of mystery. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everything's way more boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, without it, everything's a little bit more boring, so.
Yeah. Too bad for you.
Going back to your question, Marissa, if the deep state is made up of CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice officials, how does one go about dismantling the deep state? I guess the first thing that you would do is take out those leaders of the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice and replace them with your own people. And if you maybe hire some wealthy idiot to reduce government waste and he starts gouging government employees who've been, you know, on the payroll for quite some time, he would probably get a lot out of being in the deep state, right? And I guess the best thing that you would do is surround yourself with people who want to promote your agenda to overthrow the deep state and appoint those people to powerful positions. And once you have a network of individuals secretly enforcing your agenda against the deep state, then you have gotten rid of the deep state and rebuilt the deep state, and you're a dumbass.
Yep.
So, if we step back and reevaluate, either the deep state is some sort of Illuminati network of elites that manages the direction in which our ship of a country sails, whether it's for the people's benefit or not, or it's a lazy group of bureaucrats who are concerned with procedural correctness at the expense of people's needs. I don't know where that quote is from. I did this like 2 months ago. So it's easy to feel a sense of powerlessness when you pin your problems on either one of those deep states. You can say, oh, this is an uphill battle. I'm never going to get through this bureaucracy so that I get the thing that I need. Or it doesn't matter what I do because Kid Cudi's in the Illuminati and he's never going to let me get the thing I wanted to.
Man, I wish Kid Cudi was the one.
He doesn't have the mental health to last in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
UCLA School of Law professor John D. Michaels argues that compared with developing governments such as Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey, governmental power structures in the United States are almost entirely transparent. Backing you up, Marissa. Yeah. Michaels argues that the American deep state, which is really American bureaucracy, includes federal agencies responsible for regulation, welfare, crime prevention, and defense, and the employees who operate them. And this fundamentally differs from Trump's use of the term in five respects. Number one, it is not elitist. Like, your uncle could be in the deep state. In the U.S., bureaucrats come from a diverse range of socioeconomic backgrounds, especially when compared to those in Middle East and Western Europe. It is not shadowy. American organizations are generally transparent and accessible in comparison to other countries. It is not monolithic. The American deep state is internally diverse and fragmented, meaning, it should be no surprise, that two federal agencies might not be talking to each other to accomplish a goal.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's more of a wall, not a battering ram. So actions of civil servants in the U.S. are inherently defensive, and they're not proactive. So they're not looking to solve your problem. They're looking to put up ways for you to not have your problem solved.
Got that right.
And it is not an extra constitutional force. The bureaucracy should be seen as part of the constitutional system of checks and balances in the U.S., which often serves as a final check on presidential or agency overreach. So it could be the deep state that is saving you from, I don't know, say being deported or having everybody in your town be able to walk around with guns all the time or something like that. The deep state is perhaps working against the president, but it is also them doing their job. So if the FCC, for example, says, hey, something looks financially questionable here and we want to investigate it, it's not the FCC fighting the president. It's the FCC doing their job.
Debatable.
Absolutely. Political scientist George Friedman writes that the so-called deep state is, as Marissa said, no secret, and the civil service was created by the law to limit the power of the president and other organizations. So for all of this, my question remains, who specifically is in the alleged deep state? That's the one that the weirdos on Fox News are sort of talking about. Mm-hmm. And there's only one place where we can get that information from, and it is QAnon. QAnon's core beliefs, well, one of them, is that the world is controlled by a secret cabal of Satan-worshipping child molesters. The cabal is thought to cover up its existence by controlling politicians, mainstream media, and Hollywood. So, QAnon followers believe that the cabal includes the following. Democratic Party politicians like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Business people like George Soros and Bill Gates. Religious leaders like Pope Francis and the Dalai Lama. Anthony Fauci. I like how he's just listed as Anthony Fauci.
And it's definitely just like, there's no Protestant religious leaders on that list, right? Just Catholic and other religions? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was going to say the Dalai Lama is not Catholic, but.
Oh, no, but I mean,
said
like.
Other religions, yeah.
Yeah, other religion. No, I wasn't calling Catholicism a different religion, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like this is the Protestants being like, ooh, those evil Catholics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also joining the group are entertainers like Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Lady Gaga, Chrissy Teigen, and of course, Tom Hanks.
I don't know why Tom Hanks or Chrissy Teigen is in that. Like, what did they do? I know Lady Gaga's too crazy for them. Oprah Winfrey's black, which is sufficient for them to not like her, and she has power.
And Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
But
yeah, Chrissy Teigen, I mean, I guess she kind of like speaks out against stuff once in a while, and she is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But Tom Hanks, I mean.
I guess because he's not conservative?
Yeah. And
also, you would think, just so they don't look like they're just being whiny about, like, just so it looks like they're being fair, you'd think they'd throw one Republican in there.
Yeah, yeah, like, there's got to be, like, somebody that they don't like.
Yeah.
Like Ted Cruz. Mike just Penn. Throw Ted Cruz in there.
Yeah. But, okay, cool. Cool story, bros.
You know who I think about sometimes?
I hope not Ted Cruz.
Paul Ryan. What's that guy up to now?
Who's that again? I'm sorry. That's embarrassing.
He was a Speaker of the House, and he said some terrible things back in the day.
Oh, God.
He was kind of like going up against Trump all the time. Or not Trump. He was going up against Barack Obama all the time.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
If you ask me, that sounds like a horrible dinner party. And if that's who's running the world, I would prefer that other people do it.
Yeah.
So.
I would rather Lady Gaga than Donald Trump.
I don't like Lady Gaga.
I don't love her, but I probably like her politics more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're having somebody build a house for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a project manager who then hires different contractors who specialize in different areas like plumbing, electric, and building. You didn't hire the guy who's working on electric directly. Mm-hmm. You, quote unquote, elected the project manager that you hired, right? And then he found people to appoint to these different positions. But the electrician is still responsible for whether or not your house will pass inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So if your house was a country, that electrician is part of the deep state. Because he wasn't elected, he was appointed. And because he's secretly, I don't know, wiring your house up with cameras to watch you get a shower.
Okay.
So, yeah. I would rather the deep state be a collection of mid-level managers who remind me of Homer Simpson at work. Where like Homer Simpson at the nuclear plant wasn't trying to put Springfield in danger. He was just trying to make his life easier. And sometimes the shortcuts that he took put Springfield in danger.
Yeah.
But I get that person who's trying to take shortcuts and, you know, kind of makes mistakes along the way. Because I've been that person before. I've made things move slow because I don't like I'm not ready for a change right now or something like that. So that is who I prefer would be in the deep state. How about you, Marissa?
Who would I prefer be in the deep state?
What form would you prefer that the deep state take? Like normal people, or you want this celebrity cabal?
I don't want a celebrity cabal. I would say something psychotic. I want it to really be, I mean, granted, I wouldn't like where things would go, but if we are ruled by some secret, you know, society, I want them to really be satanic, child-eating, evil, demonic forces. Like, I want them to truly be the bane of all evil. Yeah, sure. Make it spookier. Come on. Bring it.
Yeah, I could see that. That is the equivalent of, I caught you smoking, so I'm going to make you smoke the whole pack.
Yep.
You want Satan children, satanic children eaters? I'll give you satanic children eaters.
Yep. And I want you all to know that I think I may have alluded to this or said it directly before in past episodes. I'm not going to go too much into detail. It could be an episode all its own. But I believed in the deep state before anyone was using the word deep state. I don't anymore. But I used to go to a church who believed in the Illuminati and that used to give us presentations on secret symbolism in our money and would tell us that we're all going to be microchipped and talk about the mark of the beast. And talk about how the end of the world was on its way. It was all basically the bullshit that people are saying now, but it's repackaged. So yeah, this is all really old hat to me, and it just keeps getting repackaged every so often with different names. I also used to believe that people, Satan worshippers, would sacrifice a bunch of animals on Halloween and all this shit. And maybe eat children. I don't even fucking know anymore. But, yeah, so all this shit is just comical to me because I used to go to a church that used to teach this shit. And, like, there was never proof. it's just silly. Silly times. Yeah. And people just like to have a sinister force to fight against because, as we said, their lives are fucking boring. Yep.
Bam, take that.
Yep. Deal with it. All the QAnon Republicans who listen to our show.
Speaking of making it spooky, though, our next episode is going to be in October.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So keep your ears open for that one. We'd like to get spooky with the season. We like to get spooky all year round, though.
Got that right.
Plugs. So Marissa,
for
you got anything?
The episode? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got anything plugs that you want to plug?
I will just say that if you are familiar with me and the little pumpkins I make, which are officially seasonal now, I am going to bring them back, my little pumpkin statues, 31 Pumpkin Lane, if you're familiar with my shit. That is going to come back online in early October. So if you follow me on Instagram at @RissVandal, I'll announce when I'm selling my stuff again. And my Halloween zine was supposed to be here by now, but it's not. So it's coming at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. And this is not a plug, but just because you mentioned Obama, guys, I want you to know that there is an Obama themed rest stop in a random country village in Ireland. I was obsessed with it. Anyway, how about you?
No, I don't think I have anything to plug. Okay. You can join our Patreon if you want more content from us. I have to ruin a movie this month. But, yeah. Check that out if you want. Yeah, I stopped doing peep previews. Because, you know what? I can see the YouTube stats and nobody's watching them.
Okay.
But you're still going to get one of Marissa's zines if you are one of our patrons. So.
Yeah. And I will give you more, snack reviews too that we could put up. In October, I'm going to try and just review spooky things. My husband decided I needed to review Halloween Captain Crunch. And I was like, it just tastes like Captain Crunch. And he's like, but Halloween. And I'm like, it just tastes like Captain Crunch. And he wouldn't let it go.
I saw that Oreo cereal turns your milk orange.
Yeah. And the Captain Crunch turns it blue, I think.
Oh, yeah. That is one of the spookiest colors out there.
Yeah, I don't even know. So I will, I'll review the aesthetics, I guess. Anyway, guys, you can call us at 570-POD-WAD-1. You can email us at
y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
Or, as I mentioned before, you can slide into my DMs at Ms. Vandal just to keep up with my various bullshit. And, thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
Okay, bye.